You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Something is happening in our world. People all over the world are getting hope where they had none before.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Father, out of the great love with which you have loved us and have constantly forgiven us for the sake of your Son, who gave himself for us, give us hope, genuine hope, hope that is alive, hope within and hope without, all in Jesus Christ, who is the hope of the world. In his saving name we pray. Amen. A man was telling me what it is like to be without hope. He was taking a young man in his car to the state probation and parole office. This boy had just been released from jail and had been placed on probation. The man was feeling low. He was discouraged. He wondered what the future held for this boy. With very limited education, and now with two convictions for burglary on his record, there seemed to be very little hope for that boy. When the two got to the probation office, the young man got out of the car and headed up the steps for the office. Suddenly he turned around, waved goodbye to the man, and smiled broadly. The man was embarrassed. Here he had felt so discouraged and hopeless. And that boy could smile. As he drove away, the man asked himself, what made the boy smile? He had really nothing to look forward to except trouble. There could be only one reason. He had found a friend. He had got hope. Hope in a friend. A job, maybe. And a new way of life. The man is a pastor who told me that story. All of this really happened. It reminded me of another pastor, St. John, who said, "See how much the Father has loved us. His love is so great that we are called God's children. And so, in fact, we are. That is why the world does not know us. It has not known God. My dear friends, we are now God's children. But it is not yet clear what we shall become. But this we know, when Christ appears, we shall become like him, because we shall see him as he really is. Everyone who has this hope in Christ keeps himself pure just as Christ is pure." In a way, all of us are in the same boat with that boy. Through our own fault and through no one else's, we are not on the good side of God's law. None can point his finger at anyone else. We have all sinned and come short of the glory God has a right to expect of each one of us. There is corruption in high places and in low, with meanness, nastiness, and bitterness in every part of the world. You will find it everywhere, wherever there are people. We have ourselves left the Father's house, despising his will, and neglecting our duty as his sons and daughters. If anyone in this whole wide world has a right to be discouraged, that has to be God. People don't even want to recognize that he exists. They treat him like a nobody. What hope is there for this world and all the people in it? Without God, no hope at all. Without God, we are all nobodies.
No wonder people feel that life has no meaning, they're not worth anything. When you're just a social security number, just a machine that employers use to produce a product, you're good for nothing. You're a nobody. No wonder that people turn to almost anything in order to find some meaning in life. There must be something to life other than death. Desperately, young and old search for something that will make life at least a little worthwhile. Some try to find it in work or money or position. Others try to alleviate the drabness of life with pleasure, which so often results in pain. Wherever the search leads, without God, no matter how worthwhile the purpose or the project with which that purpose is pursued, dullness and drabness and death win in the end. No wonder people tell me, no matter how hard they try, life gets messed up anyway, and what they do turns out to be just a drop in a great big ocean. They're being honest with themselves. Conditions in our world do tend to encourage such feelings of hopelessness. In a world with lots of people, lots of computers, lots of technology, and lots of change, people can feel quite insignificant and completely worthless. Into this world comes God. I'm not introducing him. He comes all by himself. He comes as he once came, in his Son, Jesus Christ. I can just tell you about Christ. Christ comes all by himself. He comes to die, a death as hopeless as ever any death has been. He died like a common criminal. That was no drop in a vast ocean. It is the beginning of life. It was for him, and it is for everyone who knows him and trusts him. Christ died for the sins of the world. St. John said, Christ appeared in order to take away men's sins. And there is no sin in him. Everyone who lives in Christ does not continue in sin, but whoever continues to sin has never seen him, nor has ever known him. That's obviously a new way of life in Christ. Christ is worthwhile, and everything about him is worthwhile. He was raised from the dead, and he's alive. Anybody who goes with him more or less dies with him, and anybody who stays with him absolutely lives with him. One of his men said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. In a world where there isn't any hope, see, said the Apostle John, see how much the Father has loved us. See the love of the Father in Jesus Christ, his Son. This is how we know what love is. Christ gave his life for us. We too, then, ought to give our lives for our brothers. That's a new way of life. It's in Christ. The difference between that way and the old way is simply this: hope. No worthlessness here. In Christ, God says, you are somebody. So great is the amazing love of the Father that he makes people children of God again, simply through faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. Really? Really. That's amazing. What would make God do something like that? Amazing grace. That's what. His love so undeserved, so often despised, so terribly misrepresented, even by those who claim to speak and act for God, does this for people like you and me. Really? Yes, really. St. John never stopped being amazed himself. The impossible had happened to him. He saw it happen to other people as well. No two of them were alike, but they all had one thing in common: their hope. Hope within. God comes in, as he does when you begin to have faith in Christ. When you take him personally for what he is, the Son of God and the Savior of the world, something great happens to you. Hope is born. Somebody has said, Christianity is the belief that with Christ's resurrection, the destiny of the world is already decided. That's why his men always talked about being in Christ. That was the greatest thing in the whole world. And that's what it is today. Really. That's no lie. John was a simple man with a very profound way of saying things. Who is the liar? He asked. It is he who says that Jesus is not the Christ. He rejects both the Father and the Son. He who rejects the Son also rejects the Father. He who accepts the Son accepts the Father also. See the love of the Father in his Son, Jesus Christ. Knowing Christ, trusting Christ, following Christ makes all the difference in the world. That's the truth. Christ himself promised those who know him, trust him, and follow him eternal life. It's eternal life right now, the hope within. His life is truly eternal, taking death in stride and going right on to life. That's true. The very thing is happening all the time in our world. People all over the world are getting hope where they had none before. People who have lost hope are finding it anew. This is hope that does not disappoint, hope that is genuinely alive. It is hope in God and in Jesus Christ whom he has sent. It's amazing how much the Father has loved us. It is almost impossible to believe, but there it is. His love is so great that we, such as we are, by faith in Christ his Son, are given by God himself the name of God's sons and daughters. And not only given that name, we are in fact God's children. Claim that name, that reality, brother or sister of mine listening today, in the great and saving name of Jesus Christ. John said in the first chapter of his gospel, all who receive Jesus Christ, who believe in his name, God gives power to become children of God, born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. Have hope, my friend, whatever may be your present situation. Have faith in Jesus Christ. Put your faith in him and be a son or a daughter of the living God, not just in name, but in actual fact. Hope within comes from love without. What our world needs is love. Love, sweet love. It's what the world has too little of. What our world needs is assurance of the love of God. Why are people in the world, and even in the church, so fearful and frantic? It must be because they have no grip on God, no real confidence that God has a grip on them. If they think about him at all, they wonder about him. They wonder what he's up to. They wonder about his design. Is it good or bad? That's why Jesus Christ is so important to the birth of hope. He is God's answer to all those questions about God. Have you wondered about God? Well, look at Jesus Christ. There you have it. There you have God. There you have the assurance of his forgiveness, his care, his love. What the world needs is that love, the amazing and unfailing love of God. God's love is the ground of hope. See how much the Father has loved us. His love is so great that we are called God's children, and so in fact we are. The reason the world does not get this is that it does not know God. You don't have to go that way. You do not have to make it on your own. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. In God, have hope. My dear friend, said John, we are now God's children. But it is not yet clear what we shall become. But this we know, when Christ appears, we shall become like him, because we shall see him as he really is. Hope looks forward all the time. It doesn't have to look backward to the past, because that's forgiven. It's forgiven by God. That's one thing you can know in Jesus Christ. He died for you. He atoned for your sins. And those sins are forgiven by God. You mean my sins are forgiven? Yes, yours. Really? Really. Now look to the future. Let God do his thing. He has his own way of doing things. We don't know exactly what he's going to do. But it will be all right, because he is God. I know it takes a lot of confidence to believe that, but that's the ground of hope. I prepared this little talk to you just after coming back from the funeral of a dear friend. He was quite a man. He had been the president of an international service club that is known all over the world. He was the vice president of CARE Incorporated, which has helped people all over the world. He was engaged in business, big business. But the greatest thing about him was that he was a man, a real man. What made him that way? I can tell you. He always had hope, hope in Christ. He never forgot who he was and he never forgot who Christ is. All of his friends will miss him very much, but we all rejoiced at his funeral, as his life had been a constant victory. Even in death, he was victorious, all through Jesus Christ. The man had hope within from love without. He had his hope from God. When Christ appears, we shall become like him, because we shall see him as he really is. The man I'm talking about was something like his father in heaven. From his earthly father and mother, he had learned to trust in God, and God was always his father. His whole life was the evidence without of the hope within. That makes all the difference in the world. Hope within shows itself in a life that is pure. Everyone who has this hope in Christ keeps himself pure. It's not an antiseptic kind of purity, but the kind that loves. It reaches out to other people with understanding, an understanding heart, and an understanding hand. That's Christ. And it is everyone who truly knows him and follows him. As John said, this is how we know what love is. Christ gave his life for us. We too, then, ought to give our lives for our brothers. If a man is rich and sees his brother in need, closes his heart against his brother, can he claim that he has any love for God in his heart? My children, our love should not be just words and talk. It must be true love that shows itself in action. Hope within always comes out when it is hope in God. It's power right here now. It is strength to take the cold stares of a world that does not quite understand what is going on. The world does not know because it has not known God. Don't let it worry you. It's the price love pays for the hope within. Love is purity that is being practiced. Everyone who has this hope in Christ keeps himself pure just as Christ is pure. What our world needs is people with hope, people who have hope within, coming from the love without, the amazing grace of God our Father, who makes people his children again in Jesus Christ. What our world needs is people who have hope within, coming out in love that is pure as Christ is pure. What our world needs, with all of its corruption and degradation and hopelessness, is hope within that has confidence in God and makes life a joy again, something to be celebrated with a forward look to the day when Christ our brother appears, as one of these days he most surely will. I have this confidence. You can have it too, in Christ. We shall become like him, we shall, because we shall see him as he really is. Amen.